We're now going to talk to Jonathan Lafferty, who's a student of English Literature and Language at Regent's Park College. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose Oxford?
Well, as you said, I'm in my final year studying English Language and Literature, and I chose to study that degree not because, as some friends have cruelly suggested, we Scots can't speak properly, but because I've always had a great interest in the arts and culture. And English Oxford allows me to explore all sorts of cultural and artistic ideas, not just literary ones. And actually, it's quite unusual for a Glaswegian like myself to come down to Oxford, because most people in the west coast of Scotland stay at home for university. But I wanted to try something slightly different and push myself outside my comfort zones, and where better to do that than at one of the best and most cosmopolitan universities in the world.
And how have you found Oxford, and in particular college life?
Well, there's days when you wake up with 2,500 words due by lunch and you think, why me? But to be honest, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's quite funny here at Oxford because there's so much emphasis on the academic side and achieving well in your degree, yet everybody at the same time has 1,001 interests outside their work. I really enjoy the friendly, almost kind of familial atmosphere of college. I play for the football team, I'm rehearsing for the panto, and I was on the JCR exec committee last year. But I also think it's very important to get out and about in the wider university as well. So I was on the committee of the Law Society and I captained the Gaelic football team. I also chair an access organisation called Target Schools, which aims to encourage applications from students who wouldn't normally think of applying to Oxford, and then try and finish my essay, which was due yesterday.
And following on from that, could you describe a typical day as an English student?
Well, one of the great things about my degree is that there's very little set teaching time, so you pretty much go away with a huge list of books and try and turn them into a coherent essay. I like to get up and be in the library for nine-ish, then work until lunch, and afternoons are always a bit slower because you're slightly more tired, and so I try and break up the long stretches of work with seeing friends for coffee or chilling in the JCR with a highbrow journal like The Economist, The FT, or, of course, The Sun. I normally take evenings off, either to go and play Gaelic football, take in one of the many student plays which are on, or more than I should, hit the bars and the clubs. I find when you work hard during the day, it makes the relaxation time all the more special, but there's so much going on here, it's impossible to fit it all in.
And what sort of thing do you do in the holidays?
Well, with finals looming ever closer, I've spent my last few holidays doing internships and work experience in London so I can try and get the job I want as a lawyer. But actually, internships are great fun. I mean, after 2 years at Oxford, you get used to the hard work, and when the pressure stops, you actually often find yourself bored very quickly. But it's not all work. Going to such a cosmopolitan university, you make friends from all around the country and, in fact, the world. And I've had some great trips visiting them in Turkey or America or Ireland, and it's absolutely fantastic fun.
And so when you leave Oxford, you intend to work in the field of law?
Well, yeah, my plan is to become a commercial barrister in London after Oxford, which means further study next year to gain all the relevant qualifications. And I think as having studied an undergraduate degree at Oxford, it prepares you very well for life as a barrister. Both the degree and the career demand hard work, dedication and passion for your subject, as well as the motivation and organisation to manage your own work.
Thank you.